The reading this morning is John chapter 1, verses 1 to 13, and this can be found on page 1063 of the Bibles in the pews. John 1, beginning to read at the first verse. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light, he came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. This is the word of the Lord.
Alan, thank you very much. Well done for braving the cold. It's not particularly warm, is it? Let's pray for God's word to warm our hearts. Father, we pray that you would speak to us this morning. We would hear your voice and we'd be transformed by your spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, it is December time. It is nativity time. Both our church schools have had nativity concerts going on like they're coming out of fashion. Early years, year one, year two, and this week into this rather cold building, we're bringing lots of children for their Christmas services. Of course, at Christmas time, typically it's all about Mary and Joseph and shepherds and wise men. And that's typically also what gets picked up in art. A couple of pictures coming up on the screen. These are a couple of Renaissance paintings of the Nativity. And of course, right at the heart of any painting is the little baby Jesus and his mother Mary. On the left, as you look at it, is the Mystical Nativity by Botticelli. On the right, the Adoration of the Kings by Jan Gossett. And of course, your typical nativity play and these paintings stress the humanity of Jesus, that God himself was a baby, that Jesus was a human. But if you go to a typical service of nine lessons and carols, John 1 is also read. And John's gospel's interesting because there's no Mary, there's no Joseph, there's no angels, there's no Bethlehem, there's no shepherds, there's no wise men. John wants to bring a very different perspective to the Christmas story and the incarnation. And it is in John 1 where I will be speaking today and for the next two Sundays. Let me read those first four verses again where I'm going to be focusing today. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Though all things were made, without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and the life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Jesus, as he's introduced in John's gospel, he is the Word. As you read it, it probably reminded you of Genesis chapter 1. Do you remember the beginning of the Bible? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters, and God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. John's gospel, John the gospel writer says, picking up that parallel, says, now that word which created all things, well, that word has come. Words are the way that God reveals himself. That's how we know God in the Old Testament, through his word. And actually, it's how we know God now, through his words, the Bible. But Jesus, of course, is also described as the Word. And the Bible says that the whole of the Bible points to Jesus as the Word. So the Bible brings revelation. So in other words, how do we know God? Well, we know God in Jesus Christ. Now, you may be just saying, oh, hold on, I've got to put this together. We've got the Word of God, the Bible, and Jesus, the Word. How do they fit together? Well, the Word is God's revelation. And the Bible is a book with God's words that points us to Christ. So we don't worship the Bible. As evangelicals, we take the Bible as our authority, but in it we meet Jesus, the Word. And every aim of every passage is to draw us to him, whom we might know and all he's done for us. So we don't worship the Bible, we worship the word of whom it speaks, Christ. Now, three things about this word. Firstly, the word was God. In the beginning was the word, says John, and the word was with God, and the word was God. At Christmas time, we often stress, don't we, Jesus' humanity. But John says we need to remember his divinity. Jesus, biblically, is both fully God and fully human. Popping up on the screen in a moment will be the Nicene Creed. It's one of the creeds of the early church. What does it say? We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. Jesus is fully God. That baby is fully God. Just dwell on that for a moment. All those nativity plays with the child, the baby in the manger. There was a day when God became a baby. And that baby is divine. It's a contemporary song. It's up on the screen. The words of the chorus. Who would have dreamed or ever foreseen that we could hold God in our hands? Isn't that extraordinary, this Christmas thing? That baby was God. But look at the next thing that John tells us. See, not only was the Word God, the Word made all things. Through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. Positive and negative. In that verse, through him all things were made. Everything was made through Christ. Now, I could spend ages explaining this, but I've got one video I want to show you. Thank you to Google, a reminder of everything that God has made. Let's watch this together. through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. Just dwell on that for one moment. Isn't that extraordinary? Everything you saw, whether we go out to the deepest reaches of the universe or to that quark in a cell, the Bible says Jesus made it. Have we got a big enough view of Jesus? Yes, we want to stress his humanity, but let's not forget his divinity. And let's have a big enough view of God. The God we pray to, the God we believe in, and the God who's at work in our world. The Word made all things. Lastly, verse 4, the Word is the light in whom is life. Now, where does this idea of life come from? Have a think about some of the Christmas adverts you've seen this Christmas. Where are they offering life? Where is life found? On a great meal on Christmas Day, on a particular present to receive, on being with family. Maybe life is found in a particular job, in having a particular car, in having a nice home. Maybe it's found on a holiday somewhere warm. Life is found in a comfortable retirement. And the Bible says, in Christ is life. True life is found in a person, Jesus. And I wonder if that makes sense, doesn't it? If he made everything we've just seen on that video, of course he's the one to go to for life. He made everything. But of course, in John's gospel, life is not just enjoying ourselves. Life is a far deeper concept. Life is knowing God and having a relationship with him now and for eternity. Jesus says, I have come that you might have life in all its fullness. Resurrection, life. John says he's written everything down in his gospel so that we might believe that Jesus is the Son of God, the Messiah, and that we might have life in his name. You see, the Bible says we need to go to him for true life, our relationship with God, to know him now, to be part of his family forever, and to know that we have hope of life even after death. John introduces Jesus, the Word, God's revelation of himself, the way we know God, the one who made all things, and says, in him is life. And he has come as a light. We'll explore more of this at Christingle next week. The Bible says the world is in darkness. Without God, we foolishly fumble around and mess the place up. We mess up our relationship with God, with each other, and with the good things that God's given us. But Jesus comes as a light, and we're called to turn to him, the light of the world. And so, as we close this morning, how big is your view of Jesus? If a friend comes to you and says, how do I know God? Jesus is the answer. He's God's revelation. He is the Word. And do we believe that the Jesus we believe in is big, the one who made all things? And do we turn to him for life and as the one who's come to bring light to our world? Shall I pray that those truths might sink deep by God's Spirit into our hearts? Dear Father, we thank you for these wonderful truths. Thank you that Jesus is fully God and that we might know you through him and that you have come to us. Please help us to have a big view of Jesus as the one who made all things. Help us to remember that he's both fully God and fully human. And help us to go to him for life. Life now and life forever. Father, we're sorry where our view of Jesus has been too small. Please transform it. Please be at work in our hearts by your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.